Hey! Fading out right there is the Upbeats with Beams on RDU Breakfast, and they're on the lineup for RNA. It's festival season indeed, and I have the pleasure of now chatting with Alex Turnbull, founder and director. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, Ben. Yes, the Upbeats are on the bill.
Yes, it's going to be a good time for real. So excited, 18 days away, but who's counting? So just firstly, give us a wee understanding of the reaction to the fact that RNA is actually happening.
Aren't we lucky? We may be the only, you know, there's going to be very few New Year's gigs in New Zealand, we think, and RNA's now in its 11th year, so the reaction's been great. We're about to sell out.
Hey,
pretty lucky.
Yeah, people better get their tickets very, very quick then, of course. Wow, I had no idea it was selling out like hotcakes. I'm not surprised, though. Doesn't come as a surprise at all. I've got to say, situated, of course, in the stunning Cardrona Valley, that phrasing I've heard so, so much, why should people head to Wanaka for New Year's?
It's the great New Zealand road trip, really. Mm. It's a pretty cool road trip, and there's all the lakes and the mountains. It's not, you know, RNA's RNA, but it's also about enjoying Wanaka and the Southern Alps and the rivers and the lakes and the mountains with your mates, doing bombs off the jetty and eating steak and cheese pies.
You paint a beaut picture, for real. And how will all of this work under the orange traffic light system?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, but we reckon we've got the SACS passport sorted. I mean, you know, as we all know, there's been sort of mixed reports around that throughout New Zealand, but we've actually linked it to our ticketing. So the orange traffic lights means we all have to have a VAX passport to come to this gig, and you know, we're going to be emailing all the customers out saying you've got to upload your vaccine passport to your ticket account. So when you come to the gate, it's nice and easy. You just rock in. There's no like mucking around with multiple apps or printouts. We just want to make it as smooth as possible for everyone.
Oh, beaut. Yeah, for real. I can imagine that if there were like three or four codes, it would just be on and on and on. So it's really cool to hear that it's all incorporated into one. What do you say to people who refuse to get the vaccine and yet are going to try and come along?
Well, you know, it's their body, their choice, and we respect that. But, you know, we don't make the rules. Let's just get on with it and get back to living normal. And you know, we all love going to gigs. We all love going to parties and festivals and the like. So, and to do that, you know, we've got to be vaccinated. So, hey, you know, some of us like it, some of us don't. But we want to get back on our horse and go for it.
Mm-mm. And what a lineup indeed. Of course, the Upbeats, but there's so many others. Shapeshifter, Sampa the Great, Scribe and P Money with the Rhythm Harmony Band. I said that the wrong way around. Harmony Rhythm Band. Salmonella Dub, Tiki Tane, Montel, Tooth 299, Lee Matthews, Cora, LAB. Oh, I'm out of breath on that alone. So tell us about all of these artists. What can we expect from RNA, the stages itself?
We're going to rename some stages. So we're renaming the Wild Things is going to be Sonarchy. So it's a bit of a sonic and anarchy. Mm-hmm. The infamous world famous Fridge is going to become the Boombox, and the Log Cabin is going to become the Lost Cabin. But, today we're going to announce some more names. So while we're here, we might as well just let you know some of the more acts. You guys, RDU can be the first. We've got a long relationship with RDU. So, let's drop Dimension, Culture Shock, and Friction. Going to join the lineup on top of that.
Damn, there you go.
There we go. So that's going to be today sometimes, but let's just give RDU that first.
A pleasure, an honour. You hear it right now, RDU listeners. That's three new artists. There you go. And, of course, this is an R18 event. So tell me about all that health and safety stuff people might need to know.
You know, this COVID thing has changed events a bit for us. Not so much for the customers. They just have to kind of roll through the process. I mean, I think we've got a massive COVID compliance element this year. Mm. And for the customers, it's pretty cool. Just like just like we do at the moment when you go into a cafe, you're encouraged to, you know, we are required to wear a mask when you come up to the front gate or the desk. And then when you sit down or set your tent up or whatever, you're cool. But we're going to be, our staff are going to be masked up. And there's going to be a shitload of hand sanitizer. And we're going to have processes in place. And the whole medic area is pumped up a bit as well. So there's a bit going on there.
And tell me about camping and what a camping ticket gets us. Because there are so many different types of tickets. And you say they're selling out like hotcakes, right?
Yeah, they're all gone except for 3-day camping and 30th general admission. LAB's playing on the 30th, but 3-day camping, there's a whole food vendor village. We're setting up basically a little village, a town for a little city for 3 days. So there's 6,000-7,000 campers, and there's hot showers, there's shady areas, there's a camp. Camp stage on the 29th, exclusively just for the campers, which Friction's playing. And also our local mates out of Christchurch, Notion Touring, are going to do a bit of a house and techno night that night, which is cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah, campers, there's hot showers, there's food, there's phone charging, there's beers, there's cold, more cold beers, and good times.
Yeah, good times all around, it sounds. And if people miss LAB at R&A, then they can, of course, head to Hagley Park on the 15th of January and catch them alongside Shapeshifter 2, who are also on the lineup, right? Festival-worthy lineup, Lady Six, Catch a Fire, Jess B, Riki, a whole bunch more. What can people expect from that as well?
Well, that's going to be, you know, for the Christchurch City, where people come back from their holidays, we're going to put on a stonking gig in the in Hagley Park. So we're pretty excited about that. Shapeshifter is going to be playing tracks off their you know, new album Rituals, which was just dropped last year. LAB's got a new album coming out, is it next week, I think?
Yeah, very soon, yeah.
They're up for 5 New Zealand Music Awards. So, yeah, that's going to be goodie.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show, Alex. And just overall, give us a summary of how much FOMO will people be getting if they have not got their R&A tickets, right? Like, just, yeah, the overall Hell Yeah festival season final words.
Yeah, I mean, we're really keen to send it. And, you know, I think we're going to do our best for you all. You know, we really want everyone to have a good time. So that's where we're at.
Oh, it is almost undoubted that it's going to be a great time. Thank you so much again for coming on the show. And here's some LAB right now, Midnight Summer.